Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Serenity. It's a hush. It's a pause. You know, as I reflect back on the days before the pandemic, it was so easy to think that you and I were in charge, right? That you and I were the captains of our ship. We were the masters of our destinies. Our schedules were full. Our times went by. Normalcy seemed to reign. And then in a few blinks, all that changed. The calendar emptied, as did the streets and the schools and the office buildings. And it was about then that you realized that having a capital G, Good Shepherd, capital G, capital S, Good Shepherd, is exactly what you need. And I think that's exactly why John 10 starts the way it does, with a sheep and with a shepherd. With knowing his voice and with feeling his care. It's all about the shepherd. It's all about his strength. It's all about his love. But then along comes this idea of him being a gate. A gate. Excuse me? Jesus says, yeah, I am the gate, or I am the door. What? I mean, think about it. How is Jesus being a door helpful? Doors really aren't that exciting, are they? Doors don't make up the stuff of stained glass in churches. They don't make New York Times best-selling novels or self-help books about doors. The folks at Pixar don't make multi-million dollar pictures or movies about doors. They make them about cars and fish and dogs and toys and the like. See, they can do something. They can get into adventures, right? But a door? Yeah, sure, monsters may go through them, but doors certainly aren't the star of the show. Yet perhaps we might be missing some of the reasons why Jesus says what he says. For instance, just remember that doors close things behind you. Doors close things behind you. And so if Jesus is the door, then when you enter life, through him, he's able to shut off your old life. Your old life of sin and guilt, pain and shame behind you. Wow, doesn't that sound so wonderfully fundamental? It is. See, do you need your sins forgiven from the past? Do you need your guilt to be done away with? How about your fear? How about that anxiety? How about that nagging need for acceptance inside of you that makes you make all kinds of decisions? How about those pains of the past that just won't let you go? John 10:7-8, so Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them." Folks, who have you been listening to? You know, there are so many out there who just want you to justify their actions. They just want to use you up. They just want to abuse you. They are thieves. They are robbers. And the door needs to be shut on them. Then there's the pain of divorce. And that door needs to be shut on that. Or how about the untimely death in your family? Or that bitterness that knots your stomach up? Or that alcoholism that keeps coming back? Isn't it time to shut the door on these things? In Christ, you can. Through him, you right now can shut the door on these things. As well, let's just remember that as much as a door can shut things behind you, it can also open up things before you that are new. John 10:9-10, Jesus says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and life abundantly. And if Christ is the door, and He is, He opens a door before us where life can be new and life can be abundant. Where we no longer have to crawl through life anymore, worrying about this or that, but we can run, Isaiah 40, verse 31. Where we no longer have a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1, 7. A life where forgiveness is real and you are redeemed by Christ, where death no longer has the final say. A life where we enter into strength and joy and the promise of eternal life. One where we love the Lord our God with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. And we love our neighbor as ourselves. Matthew 22, 37 to 39. Such people will go into life, find abundant pasture before them, real joy in the presence of their good shepherd. Such people will find an unbreakable hope in their Savior who died on the cross and rose again from the grave. Such people will find that there is but one door to eternal life. And such people will find shalom, right? Peace, hush today. Yeah, they'll find serenity, a hush, a pause. Even in the chaos of life, even in the pandemic that continues to loom large, even when thieves and robbers entice and strangers bid us to follow, even when the past life won't seem to let you go, through Christ we will shut the door on temptations and the unredeemable parts and the tragedies we have faced. And through Christ we'll be ushered into an open door of His work into life, one day at a time, one moment at a time, realizing that just like Him, the pain in my life has created a pathway to peace. Through Christ we'll live by grace and an open palm. We'll be saved and know life in full, and we'll do one of the hardest things that we can ever do today, and that is we'll surrender. We'll finally surrender to Him, to the One who is simply the door. I am the door, He says. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did the sinful world, not as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that God will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. In Jesus' name. Amen.